Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
What day was it, Paul? I think it was Wednesday. We had a meeting and this topic came up again, and it was pointed out that we didn't really have a chance to open the phone lines and get people's reactions to this. Okay. I'm going to play you the audio from Daniel Maraff. Daniel Maraff and Leanne Fan. They are with the Democratic Socialists of America, and they were tasked with finding, researching, and actually I'm giving away some of the question of the day. And this is how it all ties in. The question of the day is online, again, WVOMFM.com. It's on our Facebook and our Insta page. How does it read this morning, Paul Wolf?
Do you think candidates are, quote, grown in vats, as claimed by the duo who found, researched, and recruited Graham Plattner to run for U.S. Senate?
Listen to this. An interview with, we have it as, with the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal talking with Daniel Maraff and Leanne Fan. This is after the New York Times article dropped with the claims of Lindsay Fifield. And I'm going to warn you, you're going to think that we played with the audio and made Daniel Maraff sound like a squeaky mouse. We didn't. We're just playing it like it is.
At this point, you hadn't vetted Graham Plattner. You hadn't done a full scrub of who he is. How did you go about vetting him? And why did you?
We paid a nice firm a whole chunk of money and got some stuff back. Some of what you've seen on the news we got back. Other stuff we didn't.
Did the vetting process turn up the tattoo that became so controversial?
No.
The Reddit posts, did that turn up in the vetting process?
The firm sent us a thing, and it had some of the posts, but it didn't have all of them.
And what did you think about that? How did you think your way through the fact that he had posted these things on social media?
I said none of this will or should stop him from becoming a U.S. Senator.
And what was your thinking there?
I think if what the voters wanted were people who were grown in vats and had never done or said anything that they might regret their entire lives, we'd have a very different country. Part of our thesis here is that people do not want their candidates grown in vats. They want people who are real human beings, and they want people who do not look and sound like the vat-grown people who've been leading this country off a cliff for the last century. And that was Graham.
I've been thinking since we played that audio that there's something that fingernails on a chalkboard. You often hear that phrase, but you know what? I think that's pretty darn close. Daniel Maraff, and you heard the giggling Leanne Fan. Again, the two that were sent to find someone to run against Susan Collins. They first went to Chris Williams, a union leader, Bath Iron Works, said no to him because of a skeleton in the closet. They went with Graham Plattner instead. I found the five things that I found most concerning. One, along with a guy, let me count it down. Five. Five is the guy's voice. Number four is the failure of the vetting process. If this is going for the D's and the R's, how do you feel about the people that they're finding and propping up in front of you, Manchurian candidates? The third thing I found most concerning out of this: none of this will or should stop him from becoming a United States senator. Now, keep in mind, the firm that they paid a chunk of money to didn't get back to him on the tattoo.
Yeah.
I hope they saved the receipt. He had a discount. Yeah, they have a buyer's remorse.
I can't believe that.
And some of the Reddit posts, not all the Reddit posts. And you went with that, Daniel. You went with that, Leanne. You took that to Morris Katz. The guy that got Mondami elected, and the Morris Katz, the young guy, we've talked about him, the young guy that's really running the Plattner, pulling the strings in the Plattner campaign here in the state of Maine. A lot of people had a problem. And in our meeting, what did we hear from the bigwigs? The phrase that really struck them was
the grown in vats part.
Grown in vats. The claim of growing people in vats. People grown in vats. But the more that I thought about, and you know, I did not sleep a lot this week. I spent a lot of time staring at the ceiling, and we've got the text thread to prove it, okay?
Yes.
I really thought about it, and I went back to something that Daniel Maraff said that actually concerns me most. Part of our thesis here, part of our thesis for the Democratic Socialists of America, part of their thesis is that people will, if presented a candidate that looks like them and sounds like them and says everything they need to say, part of their thesis is that people will vote for them. At first, Paul, his use of the word thesis concerned me, because a thesis, it's a theory. It's a political presentation. When you want to graduate college, you have to write your thesis and defend it in front of your professors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was concerned with the word thesis. But in the middle of the night last night, something else about his statement concerned me even more. Part of our thesis.
There's more.
Finding and presenting to you people that do not appear to be grown in vats. And by the way, isn't that what Maraff and Fan and Katz and the Democratic Socialists of America are doing already?
Kind of.
Aren't they kind of finding the Manchurian candidate and now making Oyster Man someone? And this is going on elsewhere in the United States of America for control of the United States Senate, the country in which we live. This is only part of their thesis. What the heck else is in there? So our question of the day asks, do you think candidates are grown in vats as claimed by the duo who found, researched, and recruited Glam? Well, he's not glamorous. That'd be the next step. That'd be the next evolution.
Glam him up. Right?
Glam up. Glam the gram. Glamogram. Graham Platner to run for the U.S. Senate. We don't want people to sound like him, comes a text message to us. You mean you sound like Graham Platner or sound like Daniel Maraff? 1-800-966-1039. Let us ask you the question of the day. Dial in. We want to know your thoughts. Do you think candidates are grown in vats, as claimed by this duo? Are you concerned by their thesis or part of their thesis? What else is in the thesis? And shouldn't that concern us? Looking at some of the text messages that are going to start coming into us. Caller, hello. This is Maine's Morning News. Sorry that we had to play that audio before you before. Sorry we had to play that audio again. What are you thinking?
That audio was horrible anyway, but I'd heard it before. He is a very flawed human being, and it starts when you're young, when you're a kid. Your heart is formed, and your way of thinking is formed. What's going on with his mother and father? What are they like? That's what I want to know, because that's what he's like.
You just raised a point that someone raised to us. We've seen Mom.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of Mom. Is Dad in the picture? I don't even know. This person writes to us, this is a D, meaning Democratic. This is a D op. Mills hasn't had to run and be exposed. She'll step in at the last moment, like Kamala. That would require them to take Graham. Let me rephrase that. That would require them to pull Graham from contention for Mills then to step back in to do the Mills coronation the way they did the Kamala coronation. Caller, let us ask you what concerns you have when hearing this audio, this interview of the duo that was tasked with finding, researching, and recruiting Graham Platt. I can't even say the guy's name now. Graham Platner to run for the U.S. Senate. What are you thinking?
I think it's pretty damn atrocious. And but you know what? We have every day to thank our boomers for providing this fertile ground for such candidates to come into play.
This person writes to us and tries to explain the reason Daniel Maraff is talking the way Daniel Maraff is talking. He realizes that he's on multiple cameras and talking with the Wall Street Journal, so he's going to mince each word. Would get a little whiny, would get a little squeaky. They write to us. Do we read the texts just like they're written on these days? Okay. Daniel's voice is clearly stressed, like his butt is puckering so hard it's affecting his voice. It is horrible and scary, this person writes to us. Man, Platner has an ego greater than Iron Man's. I think he's better than Tony Stark. And there could be some similarities between the two when you look at the not the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but the comic books themselves. Caller, do you think candidates are grown in vats, or what concerns do you have after you hear this interview with the two that were tasked with coming and finding Graham Platner to run for Senate?
I think the vat has been the education system for the last, I don't know, 20 years now.
Well, can you say that? Because didn't Graham get to go to a fancy, expensive school? Where I suppose, you know, there's that level of, using the air quotes, indoctrination. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, we played the audio once again. That was Daniel Marath and Leanne Fan. They are with the Democratic Socialists of Agenda, of America, rather. Part of their thesis. What else? I don't even dare look it up. Caller, what are your concerns?
It seemed like the first question was pretty easy for him. He's pretty confident because it's an easy question, but then they got into the weeds there a little bit, and he wasn't quite as confident. That's when his voice changed. There's a dramatic change to his voice. And you can tell he's pretty nervous on answering the last part of it.
You know what? Now that he said that, let's re-listen to the audio. And again, turn it up if you dare. This is the Wall Street interview. And listen for the... And that long, uncomfortable silence when they talk about, did you get the Reddit post? Did you get all the Reddit posts? And it's almost this shifting of blame. Well, you know what? We paid a chunk of money to these people. Don't blame us, Morris Katz. Don't fire us. Here's that audio once again.
At this point, you hadn't vetted Graham Platner. You hadn't done a full scrub of who he is. How did you go about vetting him?
Nervous laughter in the back.
And why did you?
We paid a nice firm a whole chunk of money and got some stuff back, some of what you've seen on the news we got back, other stuff we didn't.
Did the vetting process turn up the tattoo that became so controversial?
No.
The Reddit posts, did that turn up in the vetting process?
The firm sent us a thing, and it had some of the posts, but it didn't have all of them.
And what did you think about that? How did you think your way through the fact that he had posted these things on social media?
I said none of this will or should stop him from becoming a U.S. Senator.
And what was your thinking there?
I think if what the voters wanted were people who were grown in vats and had never done or said anything that they might regret their entire lives, we'd have a very different country. Part of our thesis here is that people do not want their candidates grown in vats. They want people who are real human beings, and they want people who do not look and sound like the vat-grown people who've been leading this country off a cliff for the last century. And that was Graham.
That listener was absolutely right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in and telling us that. Mm. When presented with an uncomfortable question, Daniel Marath's voice, his diction changed. Caller, you get the last word. What concerns do you have now that you've heard from the two that were tasked with finding, researching, and recruiting Graham Platner to run for U.S. Senate?
The concern I have is our country. Our eyes are closed. We've seen this coming our way. Look at Texas with the Muslim city going on, Michigan. Look at New Jersey with the Congress candidate. He has been involved in a 93 World Trade Center blow-up. And furthermore, Rick, take a look at Platner. He didn't make it through the elite school. They dropped him out of it. He ended up in a Catholic school.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.